Shishi. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, and Hashem said to Moshe, Hoshev es matei Aharon lefnei ha'edus, return Aaron's stick to be placed before the Aron ha'edus, lemishmeres as a safekeeping, la'ois, and a sign, levnei meri, to the rebellious people. Usechal, in order that you should end tlunoisam, their complaints may alive from me, v'le'omusu, and they will not die. Vayas Moshe kasher tziva Hashem oisai kein oso. And Moshe did like Hashem commanded, and he placed Aaron's stick in front of the Aron. Zok Rashi usechal tlunoisam, kimoi usechal le tlunoisam. The word usechal is similar to usechale. Rashi is telling us that the shorish, the root of the word of usechal, is kala, chof lamed he. And therefore usechal is similar to usechale with a he at the end. Loshen ze, this loshen of tlunoisam, shem mifal yochid b'loshen akeva. It is a noun in the singular, and it is a loshen akeva. It's a Lashon Akeva because Teluna, with a comment under the Nun, and then followed by a He, makes it, in the feminine, a Lashon Akeva. And it's also a Lashon Yachid. It's in the singular. It is one complaining, because the way to say many complaints would be Tlunoi Sehem. And Tlunoisam is Kimai Tlunosam. It's as if it says Tlunosam, which is Marmarish Balad. V'yesh Chilik, but there is a difference between Tlunoisam l'Tlunosam. Because Tilu Nosam is Tiluna Achas. It is one complaining. However, Tilu Noisam, Shein Dovar B'Loshin Yochid, it is a noun in the singular. Vafiulheim Tilu Nois Harbe, it is one complaining on many matters. So we have three different levels. If it says Tilu Nosam, it is one complaining on one matter. Tilu Noisam is one complaining on many matters. Tilu Noisehem is many different complaints. Zok Rashi L'Mishmeres as a safekeeping La'ois and a sign. Lizikorin, as a remembrance, Shebacharti be'aharon akoin, that I chose Aaron akoin. V'lo yiloinu oid ala kahuna, and they will not complain anymore concerning the kahuna. Although we mentioned earlier from the Ramban that the reason for this ois was not to prove that Aaron was the kohen gadol, but rather to prove that Shevet Levi was to do the avoida over the Becharim. However, it could be that Rashi is learning that this is also a proof for Aharon, because if it was only a proof that Levium were chosen, then they would only have written Shevet Levi on the stick. By the fact that they wrote Aaron's name on the stick, and Aaron's name was chosen, this was a double proof. It was a proof that Shevet Levi was chosen, and also a proof that Aaron was chosen as the Kohen Gadol. The Ayin B'Sefer Nachlis Yaakov, who learns this pshat in Rashi. And the pasuk continues, Vayomru B'nei Yisrael el Moshe Lemor, and the B'nei Yisrael said to Moshe, saying, Hein Govanu, behold, we have perished. Avadnu, we have become lost. Kulanu avadnu, all of us have become lost. And we can explain this pasuk the way Targum Onkelos explains it. Hein govanu, behold, some of us have perished b'cherev, by sword. And this is referring to the Mapilim in Parsha Shalach. After Hashem decreed on Klal Yisrael that they would die in the Midbar, there was a group of people that decided that they still wanted to enter Eretz Yisrael. Moshe told them they should not go in because they will not be successful in their war against the Amaleki and the Kanani. But they persisted and they wanted to go in, and they were destroyed by cherev, by sword, by Amalek and Kanan. So Hein Govanu means some of us have perished by sword by the story of the Mapilim. Avadnu, some of us have been lost b'blias ha'oretz, when the earth swallowed up Kerech v'Adosoi. Kulanu avadnu, a large portion of us have been killed by Magefa, with a plague, referring to the 14,700 people that were killed by Magefa earlier in the parasha. So Klal Yisrael were complaining that so many of us have already died, and now we are destined to continue dying. Why? Because Kol HaKorev, everyone is allowed to come close into the Azara, into the courtyard of the Ohel Moed. However, HaKorev El HaMishkan, one who comes even closer and enters the Mishkan Hashem, Yomus, will die. Ha'im Tamnu Ligvaya, are we doomed to die? Klal Yisrael were complaining that so many of us have already died, and now it is so easy for us to be Chayav Misa because we are allowed to enter the Azara, and if we go just a little bit further, we are Mechoyav Misa. And the Mefarshim ask, why specifically now were Klal Yisrael worried that if they entered the Mishkan they would die? They knew this halacha that if one enters the Mishkan, he is Mechoyav Misa. Why were they so worried at this point? And the Tzror Hamor answers that although the Levium were exchanged for the Becharim and chosen to do the Avodah, Klal Yisrael thought that there still was a chance that their Shevet might be chosen to do the Avodah. And since there was still a chance They thought that if they would enter the Mishkan, there would not be a chi of Misa upon them. However, once the Levium were chosen b'derech nes, by a miracle, that their stick blossomed and budded into almonds, that was a definite proof that Shevet Levi was chosen more than any other Shevet, and there was no going back. And therefore they were worried that if they would enter the Mishkan, there would be a chi of Misa. And that's why it was only now that they had this fear. The Ayin B'Malbum, and also in the Arachayim HaKadosh, who say a similar pshat to the Tzror Hamor. And the Pasuk continues with HaKadosh Baruch Hu answering Klal Yisrael that they do not have to fear about unintentionally entering the Mishkan, because Hashem has chosen people to watch and to make sure that they do not enter. And those are the Kohanim and the Levim, Shomrei Mishmeres HaKodesh, the ones who will watch the Mishkan and the Kelim. And although Klal Yisrael already knew that the Kohanim and the Levim would be the watchers of the Mishkan, as stated earlier in Parshas Bamidbar, Perek Gimel, Psukim Zayin and Ches, Chizkuni explains that this fact was repeated again in more detail to alleviate the fears of Klal Yisrael, who are complaining now, Ha'im Tamnu Ligvaya. And the Pasuk says, Vayomer Hashem el Aharon, and Hashem said to Aharon. And Rashi tells us, Hashem did not speak directly to Aharon, but rather the Pasuk means that Hashem spoke to Moshe to say to Aharon. Just like Rashi says in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, that whenever it says that Hashem spoke to Moshe and to Aharon, it does not mean that Hashem actually spoke to Aharon, but rather he spoke to Moshe to say to Aharon. So to over here, when it says, Vayomer Hashem el Aharon, it means that Hashem spoke to Moshe, that Moshe should speak to Aharon. And Hashem said, Ata, you Aharon, uvonecho, and your children, uveis avicha itach, and your father's house with you, referring to the whole family of Kohath, because Aaron's father was Amram, who was the son of Kohath. So beis avicha is the whole family of Kohath. Tisu es avoin hamikdash, you will all carry the avera of the dvarim hamikudashim, the holy kelim of the beis hamikdash, because it was Kohath's responsibility to make sure that nobody came close to the Aron, the Shulchan, the Menorah, and the Mizbechos. V'ata uvonecha itach, and you and your children with you, referring specifically to the Kohanim, tisu es avon kunaschem, will carry the sin of your kohuna. You will be responsible that no Levi will come close to do the avodah of a Kohen. And not only was the family of Kohath charged to watch the Mishkan, so too v'gam es achecho mate Levi, also your brothers from Shevet Levi, Gershon and Merari, Shevet Avicha, who are also part of your father's Shevet, Hakrevitach, they too should come close to you, v'yilavu alecho, and join with you in making sure that any non-Kohen should not come close to the Mishkan. V'shar Sucha, and they shall serve you by watching the gates and being appointed as Gizbarim, treasurers, v'amarklin, and managers. V'ata uvanecha itach lefnei oyel ha'edus, together with you, Aaron, and your children with you before the oyel ha'edus. V'shamu mishmartecha, and they should watch your watching, and they should help you in your job. U'mishmeres kala oyel, by helping you watch the whole oyel ma'ed. However, b'nei Gershon and b'nei Merari should not come close to the kelim. Ach el klei ha'kodesh vel ha'mizbeach leikrovu, they should not come close to the klei ha'kodesh, referring to the aron, the menorah, and the shulchan, vel ha'mizbeach, and also to the two mizbechos, they should not come close. V'lo musu, in order that they should not die, gam heim, them, gam atem, also you. And the Sifri tells us, when the Pasuk says gam atem, it is coming to teach us that not only is a Levi not allowed to do the avoida of the Kohen, but so too a Kohen is not allowed to do the avoida of a Levi. Gam atem, you are also being warned not to do the avoida of the Levim. V'nilvu alecho, and they will join with you. V'shtramu, and they will watch. Es mishmeres oyel moed, the charge of the oyel moed. L'choil avoidas ha'oyel, everything that is done in the oil, they should watch. V'zor lo yikrav aleichem, and I am telling the Levim and the Kohanim that you are responsible that anyone who is not a Levi and not a Kohen should not come close to do your avoida. U'shemartem, and you shall watch. Es mishmeres ha'kodesh, the watching and the charge of the kodesh. Ves mishmeres ha'mizbeach, and the charge of the mizbeach. In order that v'lo yia'oid ketzef al b'nei Yisrael, there should not be any more anger on Klal Yisrael. In the past, there was anger, like it says earlier, ki yotzo haketzef, the anger of Hashem has already gone out. And in order that there should not be any more ketzef, the Kohanim and the Levim should make sure that anybody who is not allowed to come close should not come close. V'ani hinei lo kachti es hacheichem ha-Levim mitoch b'nei Yisrael, and I have taken your brothers the Levim from among the b'nei Yisrael, lochem matonu nesunim, to you they are a present given. They are given to the Kohanim. but do not think that they are given for private use, but rather they are given to the Kohanim Lashem for holy purposes to serve Hashem, Lavoides Avoides Olamoyed, to help the Kohanim do the Avoida in the Olamoyed. And you and your children Aaron with you, Tishmures Kunaschem, should watch your Kahuna, L'chol Devar HaMizbeach, for anything concerning the Mizbeach, Ulumibes La Paroiches, and anything concerning the inside of the Paroiches in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Vavaratem, and you the Kohanim should do the Avoida. Avoidas Matono Etenes Kunaschem. It is a present from Hashem, the Kahuna, that I am giving to the Kohanim. Vazor HaKorev Yumos, and a Zor, a non-Kohen that comes close, will be Mechuyev Misa. And the Ramban explains that these words, Avoidas Matona Etenes Kunaschem, are connected to the words, Vahazor HaKorev Yumos. Since I am giving you this present of the Kahuna, therefore any Zor that comes close to the Avoida will be Mechuyev Misa. Just like a king who gives a present to his servant, and he wants to show covet to his servant by giving him this present. If somebody else steals this present, the king will be very angry at this person who stole it. So too over here, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show his covet and his honor to the Kohanim by giving them this present, therefore somebody who will steal this Avoida from the Kohanim will cause Hashem to be very angry. And that's why it says, Vahazor HaKorev Yumos, the Zor that will take this Avoida away from the Kohanim will be Mechuyev Misa. Zok Rashi, Posuk Chof Ches, Kol HaKorev HaKorev, Ein Onu Yecholim Liyaz Zehirim Bekach. Klal Yisrael said that we cannot be careful enough concerning this. All of us are allowed to enter the courtyard of the Oil Moed. However, if somebody comes a little bit closer than his friend, and he will enter into the Oil Moed, Yomos, he will die. Have we been cast loose to die? And Hashem said to Aharon, Zokrashi Lemoshe Omar Shiyom Laharon. He did not actually speak to Aharon, but rather he spoke to Moshe that Moshe should speak to Aharon. Lahaziroi, to warn him, Al Takonis Yisrael, what should be done for the well-being of Klai Yisrael? Shalai Kansu Lemigdosh, to protect them in order that they should not enter the Migdosh unintentionally. Zokrashi Ato Uvanecho Ovesavicha, you, your children, and your father's house. Who is your father's house? Heim B'nei Kahos. That is referring to the family of Kahos, Avi Amram, because Kahos was the father of Amram. Tisu es avoin ha-migdosh, they will carry the sin of the migdosh. Aleichem ani matil onish hazorim, upon you I will place the punishment of non-kayhanim, sheyechetu be'iske ha-dvarim ha-mekudoshim, who will sin and come close to the dvarim ha-mekudoshim, to the holy kalim, ha-mesurim lochem, that are given over to you, the b'nei Kahos. Hu ha-oyel v'ha-oren v'ha-shulchan u'klei ha-kodesh. And in Sefer Shari Aharon, he brings down a girsa that is not gerus the word ha-oyel, because the oyel, the covering of the Mishkan, was not in the carrying of the B'nai Kahos, but rather the B'nai Gershon were the ones who carried the coverings of the Mishkan. And since this pasuk is talking about the B'nai Kahos, we cannot be gerus ha-oyel. And therefore the correct reading in this Rashi would be that you should watch the Dvarim ha-mekudashim ha-mesurim lochem, hu ha-oren, which is the oren, the shulchan, u'klei ha-kodesh, and the rest of the klei ha-kodesh, which are the Mizbechos and the Menorah. Atem Teshvu V'taziru, you should sit and warn Al Kol Zor on any non-Kohen Haboliga that is coming too close to these Kalim. V'ata Uvanecha HaKohanim, and you and your children the Kohanim, Tisu Es Avon Kunaschem, you will watch the Avera of the Kohuno, She'enu Mesur LaLevi'im, because that is not given over to the Levi'im. V'taziru HaLevi'im, HaShogigim, and you should warn the Levi'im who are careless, Shilayigo Aleichem Bavidaschem, that they should not come close to your Avoida, the Avoida of the Kahuna. The Gamas Achecho, and also your brothers, the brothers of Kahos, Bnei Gershon and Bnei Merori, V'ilavu, which means V'yishabru Aleichem, they should join with you, Lahazir, to warn, Gamheim, also them, not only Kahos, but also Bnei Gershon and Merori should warn, Es Hazorim, the non-Kaihanim, M'liyishkarev Aleichem, to come close to your Avoida. Vishar Sucha, and they will serve you Bishmiras Hasha'orim, by watching the gate, Vilimnois Mehem Gizbarim, and to be appointed for Gizbarim treasurers, Va'ar Maklin, and managers. Vizor Lo Yikrav Aleichem, Eschem Ani Mazir Al Kach, I am warning you, the Bnei Levi, and the Kohanim, to make sure that no Zor comes close. V'lo Yeh Oid Ketzef, what does it mean Oid? K'moy Shehoye Kfar, because there was already Ketzef, Shenemar, Ki Yotza Ketzef, the anger of Hashem had already gone out. Lochem matona nesunim, they are given to you as a present. Yochal avodaschem shel hedjoid, I might think that they are given for mundane work. Taban loybar. Therefore, the pasuk says, Lashem, they are given for Hashem. Like we explained earlier, Lishmar Mishmeres, to watch a watching, Gizbarim, to be treasurers of our Maklin, and also to be managers. Avoidas Matono, Bimatono Nesati Alochem, I have given the Kahuna as a Matono for the Kohanim. And this concludes Hashem's answer to Klal Yisrael, that you do not have to fear unintentionally entering the Mishkan, since the Bnei Kohos will watch the Kalim. The Bnei Gershon and Merari will watch the rest of the Mishkan and also be Gizborim V'ar Maklin. And the Kohanim will make sure that a Zor doesn't do their Avodah. And the Pasuk continues, Vayedaber Hashem el Aharon, and Hashem spoke to Aharon. And the Maskil of David says that just like previously in Pasuk Aleph, when it said Vayomer Hashem el Aharon, Rashi explained that it meant that Hashem spoke to Moshe, that Moshe should speak to Aharon. So too over here, in Pasuk Ches, when it says Vayedaber Hashem el Aharon, and also further in Pasuk Chof, when it says Vayomer Hashem el Aharon, all these cases are not Hashem speaking directly to Aharon, but rather Hashem speaking to Moshe, that Moshe should speak to Aharon. And in this parsha, Hashem says that he is giving to the Kohanim the Choftal of Matnois Kohuna, the 24 presents that are given to the Kohen. And we have to understand why this is mentioned over here in Parshas Korach. Most of the Matnois Kohuna have to do with Karbonos, so really, it should have been stated in Sefer Vayikra, not over here in Parshas Korach. And Rashi explains why it is placed in Parshas Korach. He says in Mashal that this can be compared to a king who gave a field to a close friend of his. And he neither wrote nor signed the document of transfer giving this field to this person. And he neither brought it to the courts in order to record officially that he was giving his friend this field. Then one day, another person came and told the king's friend that this is not your field, this field belongs to me. So the king said, do not fear, I will write up a shtar, and I will sign it, and bring it to the courts, and this way nobody will ever be able to protest your ownership on this field. So too over here, Korach complained about the kahuna. He said, it does not belong to Aharon. Therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I will make it officially belong to Aharon, by giving him the Chof Dalet Matnes Kahuna, and by Klal Yisrael giving him presents, they will always realize that the kahuna belongs to Aharon, and that's why they are giving him the presents. And Hashem said, Vani hine nosati lecho, and behold, with joy I am giving you, es mishmeres trumoisai, the watching of my separation. The things that Klal Yisrael will separate to give you, that you will have to watch to make sure that it does not become tamei because of its kedusha. Lechol kotche v'nei Yisrael, for all the kotchem of the b'nei Yisrael, lechol nesatim, to you I have given them, lemashcha, for greatness, ulevanecha, and also to your children, lechok oilam, for an everlasting decree. And now the pasuk starts to list the matnois kahuna. Zeh yeh lecha mikodesh hakadoshim, this will be to you, the kohanim, from kotche kotchem. Mino Esh, after you are makriv the emurim on the fire, the rest of the carbon belongs to the kohanim. Kol karbonam, all of their karbonos. And Rashi says that this is referring to zivchei shalmei tzibur. We know that a carbon shlamim is kachim kalim. However, zivchei shalmei tzibur, a carbon shlamim that is brought by the tzibur, is kachim kachim. And after they are makriv the emurim on the fire, the rest of the carbon belongs to the kohanim. Lechol minchosam, all of their menachos, which means when one brings a carbon mincha, after the kmitza is placed on the fire, the rest of the mincha belongs to the kohanim. Ulechol chatosom ulechol ashamom, by a carbon chatos and a carbon asham, after the emurim are brought on the mizbeach, the rest of the chatos and the rest of the asham belong to the kohanim. Asher yoshivu li, which they return to me. And Rashi tells us this is referring to gezel hager, because if somebody steals from his friend and he denies it and swears falsely that he did not steal, and then he is moider, he admits that he stole, he must bring keren choymesh va'oshon. Keren, meaning the principal, the choymesh, and an additional fifth, that goes to the one he stole from, plus he must bring a carbon oshon. However, if he stole from a ger, and at the time when he admitted his sin, the ger had already died, and this ger did not have any relatives, so who does he give this keren v'choymesh to? On that, the pasuk tells us that he gives it to the kohanim. And that is what Asher Yoshivu Li means. They are returning it to me, because they cannot return the Keren V'choymesh to the Ger, so they return it to me, and it goes to the Kohanim. But now we have to understand, why is this mentioned in this Pasuk? This Pasuk is talking about Kotche Kotchen. Why is Gezel HaGer spoken about over here? And the Emek Netziv answers, since in this pasuk we are talking about Osham, that the rest of the Osham goes to the Kohanim, and together with the Keren and the Chomesh, one must bring a carbon Osham. Therefore, we place Gezel Hager next to the words Ulechol Ashama. And then the pasuk continues to tell us that this Kotche Kotchim can only be eaten in the Azara, in the courtyard of the Mishkan, by Zachrei Kohuna, the male Kohanim. Bekodesh HaKadoshim Teichalenu. In the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you shall eat it. Now, this cannot be taken literally to mean that they should eat Kotche Kotchim in the Kodesh HaKadoshim within the Paroiches, because nobody is allowed to go inside the Paroiches except the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. So therefore, Bekodesh HaKadoshim means the Azara. And it means the place that is more holy than other places, because the Azara was more holy than the rest of the Har HaBayis. Kol Zochar Yochal Oisoi, every male can eat it. Kodesh Yeloch, it shall be holy to you. And after the Pasuk has told us that Kotche Kotchim go to the Kohanim, the Pasuk now tells us that Kotchim Kalim also go to the Kohanim. Mezelecha, and this will be yours from the Kotchim Kalim. Trumas Matonam, what is separated from their gifts, Lechol Tenufais B'nei Yisrael, for all the wavings of the B'nei Yisrael, because these gifts are waved, picked up and waved by the Kohanim together with the owner. And this is referring to the Chaza, the breast, the shoik and the leg of the carbon shlamim, which go to the kohanim, and by a carbon toida, the chaza, the shoik, and 4 out of the 40 breads, which also go to the kohanim, and by the el nazir, the ram, which the nazir brings when his nazirus is finished, the chaza, the shoik, 2 out of the 20 breads, and the zroya b'shelo, the arm, which is cooked, all of this goes to the kohanim. They are picked up together and waved, and they are kachim kalim. L'chon esatim, to you they are given, ulevanecha velevnosecha, and to your sons and to your daughters, itcha with you, l'chok oilam, for an everlasting decree. Over here it mentions that it goes to your daughters also, because kachim kalim also can be eaten by an ekeva, by a female. Not like kache kachim, which we said in Pasuk Yud, was only l'zachrei kohuna. Kol tor beveischa yoichal oisai. Every tor in your household may eat it. A tor may eat kachim kalim, but not a tomei. And since it says kol tahor, the word kol is coming to include that the wife of a kohen can also eat kachim kalim. And then the pasuk continues by saying that truma goes to the kohanim. Kol chelev yitzar, all the best of your oil, v'chol chelev tirosh, and the best of your wine, v'dagon, and of your grain, reishisam, there first. And the reason why truma is called reishis is because truma is separated from the crop first to give to the kohanim before the maaser is separated from the crop to give to the Levim. So Truma is called Reishis. Reishisam, their first, Asher Yidnu Lashem, which they give to Hashem, L'chon Esatim, it is given to you. Truma is given to the Kohanim. And then the Pasuk tells us that Bikurim, the first fruits from the Shivas Haminim, from the 7 Minim which Eretz Yisrael is praised with, they also go to the Kohanim. Because the Pasuk says in Parashas Mishpatim, Reishis Bikure Ad Moscho, Tavi Beis Hashem Alekecha. The Bikurim shall be brought Beis Hashem Alekecha, to the house of Hashem your God. But it does not say what to do with it. Therefore the Pasuk says over here that it is given to the Kohanim. Bikurei kol asher ba'artzam, the ripening of everything in their land, asher yaviu la'Hashem, that they bring to Hashem, l'chagiyah, it goes to you, the Kohanim. Kol tor beveitzcha yochalenom, every tor in your household shall eat it. And the Mefarshim ask, once the Pasuk already said, by kachim kalim in Pasuk Yud Aleph, kol tor beveitzcha yochal oisai, why is it necessary in Pasuk Yud Gimel concerning Bikurim and Truma to repeat once again Kol Torah Beveischa Yoichalenu? And in Sefer HaKsav HaKabbalah he answers that there are different levels of Tahara, of purification. Because one immerses himself in a mikvah, afterwards he waits until Harav Shemesh, until the sun sets, and then on the next day, if it is a type of a Tuma that requires a carbon to be brought, he must bring his carbon on the next day. Concerning Truma, one must only wait until Harav Shemesh in order to eat Truma. However, concerning Kachim, one must wait until after he brings his karbonos. Only then may he eat the Kachim. So therefore, that is the reason why it says twice, Kol Torah Beveischa, every Torah in your household, Yoichal Oisai. One time it is stated by Kachim Kalim to tell you that he must be totally Tahar. He must have already brought his karbon in order for him to eat Kachim. And the second time, by Truma and Bikurim, which is telling you that he only has to be tar with Harav Shemesh to eat Truma and Bikur. And then the Pasuk says, Kol Cherem Bi Yisrael, all Cherem among Klal Yisrael. Whenever somebody says, this should be Cherem, this should be segregated property, L'choyye, it shall be yours, it shall go to the Kohanim. And Rashi in Parshas B'chukosai, Perik Chav Zayin, Pasuk Chav Ches, brings down a machloikis, what the halacha is by Stam Charomim, when a person just says, this should be Cheruv. According to one man, the Omar, Stam Charomim goes to Hegdish. If somebody says, this should be Cheruv, it goes to Hegdish. So what do we do with this Pasuk that says that Cheruv goes to the Kohanim? This Pasuk is talking about when somebody says specifically, this should be Char Me Kohanim. It should be Cheruv to the Kohen. However, according to the other man, the Omar, who says, Stam Charomim go to the Kohanim, so this Pasuk can be talking about Stam Charomim, where he just said plain, this should be Cheruv, and still it will go to the Kohanim. And then the Pasuk tells us that the Bechor, the firstborn, also goes to the Kohanim. Kol Peter Rechem, any opening of a womb, L'chol Basar, for all flesh, Asher Yakrivu, which they offer L'Hashem, for Hashem, Ba'odam, whether it is a person, Uva Behemo, or an animal, Yielach, it shall be to you. Ach, Podoy Sifte, Eis Bechor Odom. You must redeem the firstborn of man. Like the next Pasuk says, that you give 5 shekel to the Kohen, and then the firstborn is redeemed. Veis Bechor HaBehema HaTmea Tifte. And also, the firstborn Behema Tmea, the firstborn of a donkey, that also has to be redeemed. The owner gives a sheep to the Kohen, the sheep becomes the property of the Kohen, and the donkey loses its Kedusha and becomes the property of the owner. Ufiduyav, the ones who are redeemed by a person, Mibin Chodesh Tifteh, must be redeemed after a month. Be'erkecha, according to the value of Kesef Chamesha Shkolim B'Shekel HaKodesh, 5 silver shkolim in Shekel HaKodesh, Esrim Gerahu, each shekel is equal to 20 gerah, 20 ma. Ach, however, Bechor Shor, or Bechor Kesev, or Bechor Eiz, the firstborn of an ox, of a sheep, or of a goat, Lo Sifteh, it shall not be redeemed. Koydeshem, they are holy, they should be brought as a carbon. As Domam Tizrek ala Mizbeach, their blood shall be sprinkled on the Mizbeach. Ves Chelbam, and their fats, Taktir, you shall smoke on the Mizbeach. Ishe, a fire offering, L'reach Nichoyach, for a Nachas Ruach Lashem, for Hashem. Uvesorom Yieloch, and their flesh shall be yours, their flesh shall go to the Kohanim. Kachazea Tnufa Uchishoy Kayomin L'choyyeh. It will be to you just like the Chaz of a Shoik, like the chazo that was waved and the right leg which go to you. Just like chazo v'shoik of shlomim is eaten by the kohanim for 2 days and one night, so too the basar, the flesh of a bechor, is eaten for 2 days and one night. Although you might argue and say that when the pasuk is comparing it to chazo v'shoik, it is not comparing it to the chazo v'shoik of a shlomim which is eaten for 2 days and one night. It is comparing it to the chaz of a sheik of a toida, which is only eaten for 1 day and one night. Therefore, the pasuk says a second time, l'chayyeh, to you it shall be, to tell you that it should be yours for longer. Do not compare it to the chaz of a sheik of toida, which is only 1 day and one night, rather to the chaz of a sheik of shlomim, which is 2 days and one night. And then the pasuk ends off with a general statement concerning the matnos kohuna. Koil trumos hakadoshim, all the separations of the kachim asher yarimu v'nei Yisrael Hashem, which the b'nei Yisrael separated to Hashem, nosati l'cho, I have given them to you, ulevonecha, and to your sons, v'liv noisecha, and to your daughters, itcha, with you, l'chok oylam, for an everlasting decree. Beris melech oylam hi l'fnei Hashem. It is a bris forever, just like the bris that was made for the salt, that Hashem made a bris with the salt that it should never spoil. And not only doesn't it spoil, but it also preserves other things. So too, the bris that is made with the Kohanim, that they will always be the Kohanim, will never spoil. It will be like the bris with the salt. L'cha ul zaracha itach, it will be to you and your children with you forever. Vayomer Hashem el Aharon, and Hashem said to Moshe to say to Aharon, Va'artam le'simchal, in their land you will not inherit. You will not receive a chelek in Eretz Yisrael. V'chelek lo'yil l'cha b'seicham, and also a chelek among them you will not receive bebiza, by the spoils of war. You will not receive a chelek in Eretz Yisrael, and you will not receive a chelek in their spoils of war. Ani chelkcha v'nachlascha, because I am your chelek, I am your inheritance. B'seich b'nei Yisrael, among the b'nei Yisrael. And the Ibn Ezra in Parshas Ekev, Perik Yud Pasuk Tes, explains what it means. Ani chelkcha, I am your chelek v'nachlascha, and your inheritance. It means in a ruchniistic way, I Hashem am your chelek. You will always be around me. For avodas Hashem, b'limud derochav, to learn my ways, to learn my Torah. That is your connection to me. The Kohanim will always be near me. I am your chelek, I am your nachla. You will not have a chelek in Eretz Yisrael, but you will have a chelek in myself, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Rashi over there in Parshas Ekev says, Paras Mizuman mi Beis HaMelech. Ani Chelkecha v'Nachloscha means that I have already given you a prepared portion from the house of the king, referring to the Trumois and the Maestros. So this Pasuk, when it says Ani Chelkecha v'Nachloscha, according to Rashi, is referring to a Gashmiyastika type of thing. It is referring to the Trumois and the Maestros. You will not receive a Chelek in Eretz Yisrael, but you will receive the Trumois and the Maestros. Ani Chelkecha v'Nachloscha means I am giving you my Chelek of the Trumois and the Maestros. And this concludes the parsha of the Matnas Kohuna, in which the psukim over here do not mention all the matonos, but some of them. We mentioned by the Kotche Kotchim, the Mincha, the Chatos, the Osham, and the Shalmei Tzibur. We also mentioned Gezel Hager. We mentioned by Kotchim Kalim, Shlomim, Toida, and El Nozir. We mentioned Bikurim, Truma, Cherem, and Bechor. For a list of all the Matnas Kohuna, Ayin in the Gemara in Chulin, Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel, and also in the Sifsei Chachamim Ois Gimel, that lists all 24 Matnas Kohuna. Zok Rashi Pasuk Ches Va'ani Hinei Nosati Lecha B'Simcha. With Simcha and joy, I am giving you the Matnas Kohuna. Lashon Simcha Huzeh. This is a Lashon of Simcha. K'moi, like it says in the Pasuk, Hinei Hu Yoytzei Lekwasecha V'Roacha V'Samach B'Liboy. It says the word Hinei, and the Pasuk is saying that Aaron will come toward you, Moshe, and he will be happy for you. So it says the word Hinei, and it says V'Roacha V'Samach B'Liboy. Here too, Hinei is a Lashon of Simcha. And the Mefarshim ask that we cannot say every time it says Hinei, it's a Lashon of Simcha. Because, for example, by Yosef it says, Hinei Balach Halomis Halozebo. Shimon said to Levi, here comes Yosef, the one with the dreams, let us kill him. It is difficult to say that Shimon and Levi were happy that Yosef was coming toward them. And also Pari said, Hinei Am B'nei Yisrael Rava Otzmi Menu. Behold, the B'nei Yisrael are stronger than us. It is not possible that this is a Lashon of Simcha. Pari was happy that the B'nei Yisrael was stronger than him. Therefore, the Netziv explains that not every time that it says the word Hinei does it mean B'simcha. It is only in certain instances. Because typically, Hinei is used in the beginning of a phrase. Like, Hinei hu yoytzei likrasecho. Hinei anoichi shaleach lochem es Eliyahu hanavi. However, over here, Hinei is not used in the beginning of the phrase. The Pasuk does not say, Hinei va'ani nosati lecha. But it says, va'ani Hinei. And since it does not say Hinei in the beginning of the phrase, therefore we darshan it differently, and we say that this Hinei means to tell us that it is B'simcha. Hashem is gladly giving Aaron the Matnos Kohuna. And the Maskil David points out that although the word Hinei was already said in Pasuk Vav, Va'ani Hinei lokachti es achechem halavim, and over there Rashi does not say anything, the reason is because Rashi is relying on what he will say later on in Pasuk Ches. Since in Pasuk Ches, he will explain that Hinei means B'simcha, therefore he does not have to explain it earlier, and when you get to Pasuk Ches, you will realize that in Pasuk Vav also, the word Hinei means B'simcha. And Rashi continues, Moshe Lamelech, this can be compared to a king, Shenosan Sode Lehavoy, who gave a field to his friend. V'loi Kosav, he did not write a shtar. V'loi Chosam, neither did he sign it. V'loi Hele Bar Koin, and he did not bring it to the courts. Bo Echod Ve'iru Ala Sode, somebody came and protested that this field does not belong to the king's friend. Amar lo hamelech, so the king said, Kol mi sheyirtze, anybody who will want, yavoi v'yar l'negdecho, can come now and protest against you to say that the field does not belong to you. Because, hareni koisev, I will write a shtar now, v'choisem lecho, and sign it for you, umale be'er kohen, and bring it to the courts. Afkan, here also, l'fi shebo karach v'iru k'neged aron ala kohuna, since karach came and protested, K'neged Aharon, on the Kohuna, Bo'akosov, the Pasuk comes, V'nosan lo, and gave him Choftal Matonis Kohuna, the 24 gifts of Kohuna, B'vris Melech Olam, with the eternal covenant of salt. U'lekach Nitzvacha Parsha Zulekan, and that is why the Matnas Kohuna are written next to the Parsha of Korach. Mishmeres Trumaisai, She'atatzorach L'shomron B'tahara, my separation, you have to watch it to make sure that it is Torah and does not become Tomei. L'moshcha, this is given to you L'gedula, for greatness. And you will receive all these kache kachim minoesh la'acharak taras ha'ishim, after you bring the emurim on the fire, that's when you will receive the rest of the carbon to eat. And we see this point already in Rashi in Parshas Vayikra, Perek Beis, Pasuk Gimel, Rashi Divrei Hamaskil Me'ishi Hashem, where over there Rashi tells us that the kahanim received the remaining part of the mincha only after the kemitza was placed on the fire. And so too Rashi in Parshas Sav, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, says that the Kahanim receive the Chazav Shoik only after the Emurim are placed on the fire. Here too, Mino Esh means the Kahanim receive their portion after the rest of it goes on the fire. Zok Rashi, Bechol Karbonom, and all their Karbonos, Kigon Zivche Shalmei Tzibur. When the Tzibur brings a Karbon Shlomim, that is Kotche Kotchen. Minchosom, Chatosom, Va'ashomom, Kimashmoy, that is the way they sound, that the remainder of the Mincha, Chatos and Oshom, go to the Kohanim. Asher Yoshivu Li, which they return to me, this is referring to Gezel Hager. When somebody steals from a Ger, and then the Ger dies, the Keren and the Chaymesh go to the Kohanim. Bekoidesh Hakadoshim Toichalenu, Lime, the Pasuk is teaching us, Al Kotche Kotchim, She'ena Cholon, Elo Ba'azoro, Ulazachre Kihuno. That Kotche Kotchim are only eaten in the Azorah, in the courtyard of the Mishkan, and only by male Kohanim. Trumas Matonim, this Pasuk is referring to Kotchim Kalim, Hamurom, that which is separated from a Toido, from a carbon Toido, Ume Ashlomim, and that which is separated from the Shlomim, and that which is separated from the El Nazir, they all go to the Kohanim. Lechol Tenufais, Shari Elu Tuunim Tenufa, they have to be waved and picked up. Kol Tahor, Veloi Tmeim, the word Tahor is coming to tell us, only a Torah may eat it and not a Tomei. Kol, the word Kol, is the Rabbi's Ishtoi, is coming to include that his wife may also eat the Kachim Kal. Zok Rashi Reishisam, he Truma Gedoila, this is referring to Truma Gedoila, which goes to the Kohanim. Kechazei HaTnufa Uchesheik HaYamin, the rest of the Basar of the Bechor goes to the Kohen like a Chazav Eshoik, Shal Shlomim of a Karbon Shlomim. Shenacholim lekaihanim, that is eaten by the kaihanim, l'nesheim, for their wives, v'levneim, and their children, ula avdehem, and their servants, l'shnei yamim v'layla echad, for 2 days and one night. Af ha-bechor, also a bechor, nechol l'shnei yamim v'layla echad, is eaten for 2 days and one night. And the pasuk repeats again, l'chol yiyah, bor Rav Akiva v'limei, Rav Akiva came and explained, hoisiv l'chol ha-kosiv havaya acheres, the pasuk added an extra word, yiyah, in order that you should not say that the basar of the bechor is eaten like the chaz of a sheik of toidah, which is only eaten for 1 day and one night. Therefore it says the extra word yiyah to tell you that it can be eaten for longer, like the chaz of a sheik of a shlamim, for 2 days and one night. Called trumas hakadoshim mechibasa shel parsha zu, because of Hashem's love for this parsha, klola b'tchila, he says a general statement in the beginning, v'klola b'soif, and a general statement at the end, uporat be'emsa, and the details are in middle. Because if you look in Pasuk Ches, it starts off with a general statement, l'chol kotche b'nei Yisrael, all the kotchem of the b'nei Yisrael go to the Kohanim. And then from Pasuk Tes through Pasuk Yud Ches, the Psukim say all the details of which matones go to the Kohanim. And Pasuk Yud Ches again says a klal, kol trumas hakadoshim go to the Kohanim. Why does it say a klal, then a prat, and then a klal? This is because of Hashem's love for the Kohanim and his love for this parsha to give them the matonis. That's why he sandwiches the matonis kohuna with a klal in the beginning and a klal at the end. Bris melech oilam, koras bris im aharon, Hashem entered into a bris with aharon, v'dover habori umiskayim, with something that does not spoil, umavri es acherim, and it also preserves other things. Bris melech, kibris hakrusel lemelech, like the bris that was made with the salt, she'enu masriach la'olam, that it never spoils, so too this bris with the kehanim will never spoil, it will last forever. V'chelek lo'yia b'seichem, af b'bizo, the kehanim will not receive a chelek even in the spoils of war.